The former site of the Jiaobanshan Villa is now the Fuxing Township Youth Activity Center, and it was once the temporary dwelling of Japan's Emperor Hirohito during Taiwan's colonial days. Later, it would become one of Chiang Kai-shek's favorite retreats. In his diary of October 31, 1950, for example, he wrote, "I cannot help but give thanks to God, for today is my birthday, and here I have such beautiful scenery on a beautiful day. It is just like going back to my hometown. And here is Shiko, which serves as my second hometown." Chiang Kai-shek's words here show just how much he loved the area, which he considered his second home. The first time Chiang Kai-shek visited Jiaobanshan was when he had relinquished the presidency during the domestic turmoil in China of June 1949. Upset by the turn of events on the mainland, he was attracted in Taiwan to the charm of Jiaobanshan and its natural beauty. Afterwards, he would often come here, even at one time staying for as long as 2 weeks, spending many a happy moment with his family. In his diary of October 28, 1950, Chiang Kai-shek also wrote of all the beautiful scenery here and his plan to build another house to serve as a retreat. This is the inspiration behind the construction of the white Jiaobanshan Villa you see here. This building, however, is not the original villa, but a new Western-style one built in 1960. Now it is used to display objects, photographs, and documentaries related to the two Jiang presidents, allowing visitors to experience how the first family of the Republic of China lived at that time. After you visit the displays at the villa, you can also take a walk through the garden of plum trees outside. Taking in the beautiful forms of the trees and the blossoms if you happen to be visiting at the right time of year. In fact, this is one of the best places to enjoy plum blossoms in northern Taiwan.